Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You got me looking for my Costco card all of a sudden.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's always so, about sorry. You, isn't it? It's always just turn on your microphone. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. So BJ and I were talking off the air, and perhaps you've seen it, perhaps not. It just seems a little rude, to be honest with you, because you're already in dire straits. You've already lost your, let's say you've lost your wallet, right?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you get to the airport and you need to get back home, and they're like, you have to jump through hoops, right? They make you find like a Costco card. If you have a Costco card, they'll use that, but you have to show like 2 other forms of ID. It's a whole lot of mess if you've ever lost your driver's license or a passport. I haven't done that internationally, but I'm sure that's even worse. Probably have to go to the consulate.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But just like if I lost it in, say, L.A. and I have to get back here, they're like, do you have a Costco card? And I was like, no. And, you know, all these things. And so I had to show them all kinds of IDs. But now they're also going to charge you $45 for all the jumping through the hoops.
Yeah. Well, they're going to a different system with these biometrics or something like that, where they do the facial image and all that. And they're charging you $45. So if you don't have a real ID or a passport, I think those are the only two that you can get by with. Without having to pay this fee, you're going to have to pay $45 to go through TSA.
By the way, most Colorado driver's licenses are real IDs now. I
think
it's been long enough.
I think so, too.
But in Illinois, they didn't have that same kind of push that we had for us. And so, like, in Illinois, a lot of people don't have the real ID.
What happens if you fly out of a state like Tennessee, for example? My brother doesn't have a real ID. And he flies out, and they allow it from there. But once you get here, flying back.
$45.
So he's got to go through that whole $45 thing, right?
That's what I'm guessing.
With the eye scan and everything.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm disappointed. I can't find my Costco card.
Oh, no!
This is bad. I love Costco.
I
don't have a card.
I can't find my Costco card.
Oh, no! What are we going to do? Yeah, they're going to charge you $45. I assume that if you've gotten your driver's license, how long has this been in effect? Last 2 years?
Which part?
With the real ID.
Real ID. I feel like it went in like a year, right?
It's been about a year. It just happened.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm worried about with this $45 charge.
Yeah.
If I've lost my driver's license, I probably lost my credit cards. How am I going to pay the $45?
Maybe your phone?
Well, I do have Apple Pay, but pretend I didn't.
Okay,
now what do I do?
I'm just saying.
Now what do I do?
I think I answered the question. Here's the story.
Beginning February 1st, at airports nationwide, it might cost you an extra $45 to fly without a real ID. Flyers without a real ID can pay the fee online before arriving at TSA checkpoints. They'll get an email to present to the TSA officer.
Well, that $45 fee will cover TSA checkpoint access for a 10-day period and can be used multiple times in that period. TSA officials say the best way to avoid the fee and any possible delay at the airport is to get a real ID.
I guess you have to make it as, you know, as secure as possible, right?
Did you ever hear, and I don't know if this is true or not, I'll have to look it up, but did you hear that, like, TSA has never, what is the word, thwarted any kind of incident?
Ever? Really?
I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, it's probably not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
It's probably not true.
No, because they found stuff in luggage before.
I'm just saying. That, I mean, the TSA, that when we go through the screenings, they've never thwarted an incident.
I would say they have.
I bet they have.
They would... They might have done it and you not even realize it.
Maybe.
Or somebody not realize it, because they take guns out of different luggages out there all the time.
Let's see, here's what it says. The claim that the TSA has never thwarted. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I hate that word. There's a T, an H, and a W. Thwarted. Anyway, is a common point of debate and criticism, often labeling the agency's effort as security theater. Well, the TSA has not publicly identified and stopped a known terrorist who has a specific plot to hijack or bomb a U.S. flight since 9/11. It argues its presence acts as a deterrent.
Yeah. So, and I would say there are actions they've taken in the past that has thwarted these.
Thwarted.
They've actually done
Say
their
it
job.
Again.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Thwarted.
No, thwart.
Thwarted.
You're missing the W.
Thwarted.
Thwarted.
Yeah, I would say they have.
I don't know.
They've got to. There's too many people come through there. They take guns out of luggage, which, you know, what idiot shows up with a gun in their luggage?
But
it happens all the time.
Critics say that they've never have.
Yeah, well, I think they're lying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Thwarted.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you changed your stance on this Target thing yet? Because you and I were talking off air. We did not bring it up on the air.
Oh,
you were
I'm
not
mad.
Happy with it. Okay, I'm completely the opposite. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm just going to give my point of view and you give yours.
All
okay?
Right,
I don't want to fight over
it. I'm for the people. I'm for the people of Target. The workers, everybody, all of you workers at Target, I love you and I got your back. BJ does not. He's demando.
I told you I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight on this. I just want to give your point of view, my point of view. And then, you know, people can either text NATO or whatever in your car. You can think about it yourself. And you form your own point of view. All right, here's the deal. Target Corporation, the people at the top, have told their employees, stop. You got to start smiling at
you
people.
You have to.
When people come in that door, I want you to smile. They have a 10-foot rule. If you're within 10 feet of any customer that comes into the store, you must smile and be pleasant.
How ridiculous is that?
Here's the story.
New jolly requirement at Target. Store employees.
Oh, a jolly requirement.
I almost interrupted. Yeah, I almost.
The jolly?
New jolly requirement at Target. Store employees now are required to smile if they were within 10 feet of a shopper.
Okay.
They have to make eye contact and wave or greet the customer. And if they're within 4 feet, the employee should ask if the customer needs help. Bloomberg reports this is part of a new guidance program from Target with an incoming CEO, well, that explains it right there, who is looking to make stores more hospitable.
I'm going to Target today.
I swear to God.
I'm going to put it to the test.
Now, listen, Target employee, I think we're on the same page. If you're forced to wave at me and I'm uncomfortable you're waving at me, we don't even know each other. Why are you waving at me? You don't want to wave at me. I don't want you to wave at me. This is the dumbest thing ever, and I support you in this in thinking this is dumb.
I have complained about customer service at the stores for a long time. It seems to keep getting worse. I applaud Target. I think Target's doing the right thing. Anytime a customer comes in to spend money in your store, you should be extremely courteous to that person.
Oh, did you just mic drop?
Yeah.
Did you just Did you just, I know, did you just do that and like walk away from the mic like you were something?
I'll be back here tomorrow.
Oh, thank God.
Just the way you stood up.
Oh, my God. God, I'm so sorry. All right, well, here's what I would say. I agree with the customer service, the lack thereof sometimes, because I want help. When I have two carts full of stuff from Target, and I literally sometimes do, like if you're moving a kid into a con or, you know, whatever.
Like a dorm.
Dorm. And you have those two carts full of stuff and your kid is, he has his own two carts. I need some help. And they will not come out anymore and help you load stuff. It's just not even an option. So I would rather them say, hey, from now on, they're actually going to leave their post and they're going to help you load your car. That's what I would like. I don't need them to wave at me. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Jamie. I know I don't know you. I'm 10 feet away.
And don't ask me how my day is.
Oh, my God. Oh,
or like gosh. What I'm doing the rest of the day. It's the same thing in Starbucks.
They're not asking you how your day is.
I know, but what he's talking about is at Starbucks. So, you got any plans for today?
Yeah, they engage you. They are told to engage you and ask you what your plans are.
At the window at Starbucks.
What an attitude.
I'm just saying.
Here's how it goes, BJ.
Time is money.
At the Starbucks window. No, I just don't even want to talk to them. It's not even about money because it's Saturday. But they go, so got any big plans today? Look, bitch, I just woke up at 6 a.m. I don't know what I'm going to be doing today. It's Saturday.
I got nothing planned.
Man,
nothing exciting.
And it's not her fault. She doesn't care what I'm doing.
No,
she
they're told to do that.
Yeah, she doesn't care what I'm doing. When she says to me,
I don't go to Starbucks. I don't know the Starbucks rules.
Well, when she says to me, do you have any big plans today? She doesn't care.
No.
I go, most of mine are at the grocery store. I like when those guys talk to you, the ladies.
But they don't care.
But I like when they engage a little bit. Hey, man, how you doing?
But they don't.
Looks like you're having a barbecue.
And by the way,
I like that.
The people at Chick-fil-A, they don't really think it's their pleasure.
No.
They don't. My pleasure.
Well, they say it.
They don't mean
I bet you they hate saying that. My
For
pleasure.
Sure. They
well,
do.
My pleasure.
But I'm going to tell you this. The Target people being forced to smile. I'm so sorry that this new leadership is making you smile. I know you don't want to. I know that sometimes you don't like your job. And for you to, and here's what's going to happen. It's going to be fake smiles. It's going to be like.
Wait a minute. If you're in a store and a person walks in, it doesn't hurt you if you're within 10 feet to look at somebody and smile at
them. And then they said, and wave.
That's no big deal.
You're going to feel weird if they're waving at me. I don't know you. Wait, I don't remember who you are.
People drive by my house and wave at me, and I don't know them.
They do?
It's just, a car. I'll have cars come down the street. I'm standing outside. They'll wave, but I don't know who it is.
Well, I'll be
it doesn't bother me.
It bothers me because I'll be like, oh, my God, do I know you? Have I met you before? Why are you waving at me?
I don't like to go into these stores and be ignored. I don't mind it. I like the attention. Yeah, I don't get a lot of attention.
If I need help, I will ask for help.
Well, the thing is, I don't want them to be forced to. I'm more on the side of the employees. I don't want them to be forced to smile at me if they don't want to smile at me. I don't want them to be forced to wave at me if they don't want to wave at me. I want them to work at the store, be pleasant if they want, whatever. I don't,
Well, I'm going to put it to the test today. I'm going to run by Target. I'm going to see if they smile and wave. And if they don't, I'm turning them in. I'm going to get their badge number, and I'm going to turn them into the CEO.
Sometimes I get anxiety when they ask me if I have big plans today. I'm thinking, should I make something up? What do I say? Like, I literally have no plans today, but I'm like,
I don't want them to know that my life is boring.
You do realize this rule is all about kindness.
But
have got a bad attitude on this.
No, because I panic. Like, should I make something up? Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii today. I don't know. I'm actually going back to bed, but Hawaii in 2 hours.
All right, Target, you can smile at me, but don't smile at JB or Carson because they don't like you.
No, we love you. That's the opposite.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I love it. I love it. Man, look at the gifts you brought in, Jamie. Wow.
Oh, my God. I was up until 11. Rapping is fun at the beginning. You know, you get all enthusiastic when you rap, right? And you're really meticulous about it. And you do the bows and all of it. All the corners are perfect. And then about, I don't know, 8 presents in. And about 11 o'clock at night, you're like, screw it.
Yeah. Just slap it together.
What, so the gray and white one was one of the first ones.
Okay.
The gold one was the last one.
You can tell.
You can tell.
You can tell. But you know what? It's the heart that really matters
it
here.
Really is.
It's that you care.
I do.
Do we want to open a couple of presents? Because we brought in presents. You see, we don't draw names or anything like that. It's just that I get Carson something and Jamie something. She does the same with me and Carson. You know how it works.
Yeah.
So that we've all got some small gifts to pass around. And we put a limit on it of $100. I know that sounds like a lot, but $100. We'll go with that, all right?
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to open and who goes first? And by the way, my gift to them, which I cut this deal a couple of days ago, that, hey, I'm going to buy you both two $50 scratch off tickets, Colorado Lottery, with a chance to win $1 million.
Exactly. Except for what I heard is if somebody already won that, then you can't win that.
Well, then why would they sell it with that on there? That doesn't seem legal.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, somebody's already won it.
I wouldn't say that. But, you know,
that doesn't sound legal.
No, we're giving some.
That's a bunch of crap.
No.
I want my money back.
No.
Hey, Carson, did you look into that? Did you see if anybody won $1 million and if it's gone? Or
I didn't know that was a thing. Is that really a thing?
We have these worthless tickets now.
Are we sure that's a true story?
I have no idea how it works.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either. All right.
I'm a gambler, but well, I don't know that rule.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know how that
Maybe
works.
Maybe that's not
All
true.
Right. All right, so
let's not worry about
we have
that.
The scratch tickets. Do you guys want to scratch one?
Oh, yeah.
And see if we've won $1 million?
Let's do that.
I mean, I think that would be exciting. Wouldn't that be wild if here on the air, either Carson or Jamie,
yeah,
and I'm sure she prefers it be her, but that one of them won.
Yeah, because I picked my first two first, and then the other two were his. What if I picked the wrong ones?
Yeah, you got to live with that one.
I know. Yeah. So I have just
hey, look at me. I'm the one that bought them.
I know.
What if one of you win?
Exactly.
I'm going to be really angry at that point, right? But look, we give away prizes on this show all the time, and it's time that one of us win. You know?
Well, right. So, and the thing is, though, I don't know how exciting it's going to be to listen to people scratch tickets.
No, well, we're going to play a song. I'm going to play a song real quick here. We're going to play a tune.
All right.
All right, let me play this tune here, and then we'll come back and see if anybody won any money. All right?
Got it.
All right, here we go.
BJ and Jamie.
So I'm sitting here watching Carson through the window here. He's over there scratching his ticket.
Yeah.
Looks like he's doing something dirty. It really does.
I know. I told you that one guy got the police called on him because he was doing it in his lap at a park. It was just scratch tickets.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Sorry.
It happens.
All right, so we've investigated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you people on Textino, you're
right.
Always right.
Yep.
I guess there were five $1 million prizes.
Yep.
All five have now been claimed. And the highest that can be won on these tickets is $50,000.
Which I would still take in a heartbeat.
50 grand, man, just for Christmas. That would be great, right?
I didn't know that you needed to check those things like that before you buy them.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, that you need to, I didn't, huh. Do they not have a sign somewhere? Is it that?
I didn't see a sign. No, I got it out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
You would have thought the vending machine would have like a little, you know, something up there that said all grand prizes have been won.
Yeah. Huh.
Before you buy it.
I have bad news. Yeah, son of a bitch.
Ticket number one, a dud.
Yeah, it's. But I get in the second chance drawing.
You get a second chance drawing, and you have a second ticket.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe that's the one.
See?
And I did buy these four in order, hoping that one of the four has to hit something.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Carson?
I'm not seeing anything right now. Initial scan.
Oh, man. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'm rescanning. I'm rescanning.
Sorry.
I know. I feel like I missed something.
My eyes do this weird trick with all these numbers. Like, ah! So many numbers.
Can't say it out loud, but I'm kind of happy.
Wow.
Well, I'd like for both of you to win like $1,000.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't be so angry.
Would you be mad about the 50 grand?
Yeah, man, would I ever. And my wife would be.
Yeah.
We all would be. Yeah.
Why don't you open a gift, that little one
all right.
top? It's just the little one on top. The little bitty, right there. Yeah, with the bow on it. Yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, hold on, I got to, hold on.
What?
All right, let's see here.
Okay, all right, yeah.
I just got shocked again.
In your ear?
It's so dry.
It is so dry.
That, what, PDS going on?
PDS.
PDS is going on right now.
What is it called? Particularly dangerous situation.
Yeah. This little...
Particularly dangerous situation.
This is a small...
It's awesome. It's from my hometown.
Louis Italian Beef au jus seasoning.
Yeah, Louis P&R. Louis P&R Market.
What is this?
It's for Italian beef.
Is it really?
Yes, it's for Italian beef. That's what makes it famous.
Nice.
So you just put this in beef?
Yeah, well, you put it in your crock pot.
Okay,
yeah.
With beef.
To make
Italian.
You know,
I got that quarter cow coming.
To make Italian beef. I know, that's why I got it for you.
From JBJ Cattle Company.
Yeah, wow, there's
up there
going
in
on.
Somewhere.
Is there any order here, Carson?
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know what? I'll give this a try over the holiday.
All right.
Yeah. I'll make some sandwiches with this.
All right, Jamie.
Yeah.
Open the big bag first.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, it's gift giving time here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Oh, what is?
It's an annual thing.
It's potato chips. Oh.
Oh.
Spicy dill pickle. Oh.
And they're kettle baked.
I bet these are good.
Jamie loves pickles.
What?
You love pickles.
I love big old dills.
More the pickle, more the...
I love pickles. That's
more the fun.
The only thing is I'm on no carbs right now, so I'll have to have these on the 6th of January.
Yeah. Or on the down low.
Put them in
your bedroom.
Yeah, you sneak them.
Put them in your bedroom right next to the sleep number bed.
These are...
So that you got them on the down low, right?
These look good, though. Man, do I want these to eat right now so bad.
Her pickled chips.
Oh, my God. That seems so rude.
Yeah.
So
nobody will know, right?
All right. So you
all right,
guys.
One more.
I'm going to tell you something. I win the day. Okay. I win.
Okay.
All right. So, Carson, if you want to get that gold one, and BJ, you get that gold one, and
right.
If you guys come and open them at the same time, and if you turn on this mic for Carson.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Wait until he comes in.
We'll knock this one out and take a break.
All right,
okay?
So take that gold one and put it on this mic right here. And you both got the same thing. Okay?
This is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Same gift.
Same gift.
Okay.
Yeah, but you
all
need
right,
to.
Hold on 1 second.
We need some Christmas music up
here. I know. I'm trying to find it for you real quick here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm looking in the computer.
Okay.
So it'll be fire
all right.
This
yeah,
way.
Sure. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go. Here we go. All right.
So you both got the same gift.
Let's go.
Okay. Wow. All right. It's not a contest. It's just, okay.
I won.
Did you?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay, there's like five things inside there. There's like five or four or five things inside there.
Water bottles?
Yep. You all got six water bottles each.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Hey. Oh my.
Jamie!
They're good ones.
Hey. We've said all week long, do not buy water bottles.
I didn't buy them. They're from my collection.
They're from a collection.
In fact, some of them are intercom.
Oh my gosh. Is this a...
Yeah, look.
Is this a copper one?
That's the copper one.
Yeah. Oh, I got the higher Regency.
he got one that says United Airlines.
Yeah, I got United Airlines one.
I didn't buy any of them.
You know that came from first class right there.
I mean, I did buy the copper one a long time ago, but I never used it.
Wow. Yeah,
aren't those nice? Some of them say, remember when we were intercom?
Yeah.
I never used those either. Vintage, yeah, right?
You
sorry.
Are a gift giver.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that.
Yeah, intercom. I got one of those old ones.
You have enough of these for both of us.
I know.
To get six each. That's a dozen. All right, BJ, Jamie
You're
Morning
welcome,
Show,
by the
holiday.
I didn't hear you say thank you.
Yeah.
For your water bottles.
Yeah, there's a reason, Jamie. There's a reason. We'll be right back. Oh, I can't decide today. I can't decide which water bottle I'm going to use.
I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. Really nice.
I can't believe you're bitching about these. These are amazing water bottles. They're from all over the world. From the Bahamas to Arizona. I don't know where that Hyatt one's from.
Let me reveal where they're from, okay?
Okay, sure.
This first one here,
yeah,
metal, yeah. It's from the Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Yeah, okay, when you walk in the room, they have them sitting on the table. We didn't use them.
That's kind of the cream of the crop there because it gets worse. All right, but
never been used. Yeah.
Good. Okay. The next one here is from the Canyon Market, somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, that sounds fancy. Never been used. Sounds fancy.
And this one here, from just down the hall, Intercom Denver.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be our company name around here.
Yeah, I lost the straw to it, but never been used. Never been used.
Okay. I got one more. The Hyatt Regency, and not the DTC.
No.
This is the Hyatt Regency, Maui.
Resort
and spa.
Right there. See? Never been used. Never. Those are really nice water bottles.
Bragging rights.
I don't know who says that water bottles aren't a great gift. Because those are nice. Nice. All over the world.
Thank you, Jamie.
They're water bottles from around the world.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've talked about water bottles for the past 2 weeks and how... That's a horrible gift because everybody's got them, right?
But I
do appreciate it. It's a thought that counts, right?
You know what? You were going to get the one that said Parker, but Niall wanted it, so I gave it to him.
Wow. Are you the water bottle queen or what?
I am.
Hey, Carson.
Also, never been used.
I got one there for you to open up.
Yeah.
And there's a story that's going to go along with that Jamie and I want to address with you.
Oh,
she's quite aware of what it is.
I
filled her in a few days ago. All right, go ahead and open up the box there if you could. Okay. Tear into it pretty fast. I don't have a lot of time around here.
What?
Wow.
Just rip into it if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Again, it's gift giving day here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Our
Christmas edition, right?
Correct.
And
bubble wrap. Look at that.
Bubble wrap.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I did that.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, pull it out of there and just tell us what it is real quick. Explain
it. Oh, man.
Describe it.
All right. It is. Ooh. Oh, man. It's a Broncos sweatshirt, but it's a military one.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hoodie.
That's sweet.
It's the military Denver Broncos.
That's a cool one.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's got the patches on it and everything.
Yeah, it's really cool.
He'll never wear it.
Cool. Exactly.
He'll never wear it.
Exactly. We got a little something to bring up with you.
We have a thing.
Yeah, I'll let you do it, Jamie, because I sound mean when I do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I sound polite when I...
No, but you come in softer.
Okay, I'll try it.
I come in pretty hard.
We were wondering why you never wear any Broncos stuff, only Avalanche.
You've never.
Oh, I see mean.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
We were just
I'm
wondering.
Glad you caught me there because I was about to pout.
We were wondering why, like, what is it that you don't like about wearing Bronco stuff?
Don't say you do. Don't say you do.
Because you don't.
Because what we want is an explanation.
Yeah, we want
I've never, ever, Jamie and I have never seen you wear anything Broncos. Denver Broncos.
Ever.
So I've only got two things that I own that are Broncos.
Sure.
One's a jacket, but it's like a heavy jacket that, like, it's just too hot for the studio. Uh-huh. And then the second one is just a t-shirt. But obviously, during winter, I'm not wearing a t-shirt out a lot, or I'll wear it on game day, but it's under my sweatshirt or my jacket.
I think it's been 70 degrees for the past 2 months. I think B just wore a few t-shirts around.
Not early in the morning.
I think only won 13 in a row.
No, but what is it really? There must be a thing.
There's got to be a reason
There's got to be a thing.
And there's got to be a reason why you only have two items. You live in Denver, Colorado. They've won a Super Bowl. A couple, in fact. And
you were born and raised here.
We have a 12-game winning streak. We're headed into the playoffs.
There must be a thing with the Avalanche.
It's just... Well, I mean, the Avs are my team. Down, like, in hockey's my number one sport.
Do you
right?
feel like you're being something against them if you wear the Broncos?
Yeah, disrespectful.
That's the word.
A little bit.
Okay.
But also, it's also because, all right, I have this thing with Broncos, football jerseys. They're like, they're more than a hockey jersey, and you get half the material.
Oh, now it's an economic
issue. It's like a t-shirt at home.
Now it's an economics issue.
Here's a guy
It's ridiculous to spend $200+ on a football jersey when it's just as expensive to get a hockey jersey, but you get more material. It's stupid.
You will fly you and your wife to Arizona and buy a Coyotes jersey. The opposing team, just because you went to their arena.
Again, you get way more fabric with it. It just makes sense.
All right, hold on. Which is it? Is it disrespectful or is it a fabric issue?
Well, it's both.
See, we're getting your true colors. I hate to do this Christmas week.
Yeah,
but we're getting you probably in the back of your mind, you kind of hope they lose the first playoff game, don't you? Yeah, I know you do.
Because it takes away from the Avalanche. Because
that means their season's over. Mm-hmm. And everything focuses on the Avs now.
Yeah.
Because they're rolling right now, but they can't get the press that the Broncos get.
Exactly.
They just can't.
And that's what
Neither can the Nuggets.
You're jealous of that.
They're in the way.
It is ridiculous. We're the number one team in the NHL, and we have been the entire year. Okay. You want the truth? I'll tell you the truth.
And you're getting no recognition in this town,
it's
right?
Stupid.
There it is.
There it is.
The
I do it.
There it
I
is.
Told
there
you.
McKinnon is way better than Bo Nix.
I've been telling Jamie this. I've been telling Jamie for the past two weeks, have I not?
Yep. Yeah.
I said, wait, watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to get something from the Broncos for Carson.
Yep.
He will never wear it because he down deep, he wants him to fail because they run at the same time of year as the Avalanche do.
He does. He wears Avs to the Broncos.
He wears an Avs jersey that says Carson on the back.
You know why he wears it? Because it gets more attention if you wear an Avs jersey, then people are like, go Avs, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He gets to hear a little cheer.
Yeah.
Who wears a hockey jersey to a football stadium? It makes sense.
Right.
You're going to get attention.
Yeah. So
our audience right now is very upset with you. You know, they're ashamed of you.
Well,
because you just cannot. You cannot root for the Broncos.
I think what he's saying is valid. I mean, we have to admit the Avalanche don't get as much play as the Broncos.
Right.
And they're the number one team in the NHL, and they have been number one since, like, the second game.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, come on! Wait, everyone's saying that the Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl, okay? I mean, we're 12-2, but it hasn't happened yet. Yep. Calm down.
And the Avs never will win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you right now. Never. They're never going to win a Super Bowl, okay? God. You got to deal with it, man. Hey, congratulations.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, somebody says it's time to bring the joy back.
The joy?
Yeah, not the music, though. Carson, you can kill the music. They said it's time to honk.
Oh, boy.
Gary Busey, honk.
I really don't want that by request, you guys. Please don't do that. Please not by request.
You know I'll jump on. Anytime I can honk, I'm honking, man.
Okay. All right.
Fantastic. Everybody ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
If you're in your
car,
here we go. This is our holiday honk, too. It might be the last one of the year.
It might be.
Could be.
It could
be. This could be the last honk of the year. Maybe not.
Let's hope so.
It's going to have a feel an hour from now.
Let's hope it's the last
one. All right, here, ready? Gary Busey, Hawk, everybody, play along.
Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying.
Yeah.
To let you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
Kind of takes its toll on you, really.
Man.
All right, I'm going to open these last two presents from Carson, and I want to tell you something.
Okay.
I didn't win anything on the scratchers.
You won nothing?
I didn't.
Two cards? $50 each?
I didn't win anything.
And nothing?
I didn't win anything.
So sorry. So,
are you?
I have nothing else for you.
I know, but...
I thought for sure you'd win 20.
I feel like you're kind of happy.
40, 50.
I feel like you're kind of happy about that. And meanwhile, though, Carson's winning on his scratch ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
What have you won, Carson?
$30.
$30?
$30.
You get the hoodie and $30?
Yep.
Nice.
That's both cards?
Both cards, yes.
$30.
I didn't win anything on the first one.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. What? Well, congratulations.
Oh, is this for Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a Hawaii shirt.
All right, you got to read the back. You got to read the back of that bag because it's a golfing shirt.
Okay.
A golf shirt.
Play bad, look good.
Oh, man.
That. Yes, that's so me.
Carson, you've got a couple over here for me. Let me start here. This feels like it's wet daps.
Oh, my God.
Look how big this is, Jamie. Look at that. Wet daps.
What are those?
It's like wet daps. Like, I'm telling you. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, it's so small. All right, here we go. Look at this.
What is that?
It's a little doily thing you hang on your camper mirror.
It's like a smelly thing.
On the mirror, right?
And it says camper.
Yeah, Camper Colorado. BJ the camper.
I figured you needed some decorations for that thing.
It's never been out of the yard, but I'll be a camper one day. You wait and see.
Not to brag, but I just won the day.
What is that?
Look what I got. You don't know what this is?
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's one of those Yuggy Doogies or whatever they're called.
It's right? A LaBooBoo.
LaBooBoo.
I got my first LaBooBoo from Carson.
Oh, you never had one?
I've never had a LaBooBoo. My first one. Oh, my God. It's so
cute. Oh, that is so cute.
Isn't it cute? It is, actually.
Look at its outfit, though.
It's in overalls.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton overalls and a Louis Vuitton hat.
Oh, my God.
Now, that is great.
A LaBooBoo.
That is great.
All right, let me see what this is.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Also from Carson.
I won the day. Nobody can beat me.
Yeah, I don't think we can. I can't even get this damn one open.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I mean, well, I'm just a little bit tied here.
LaBooBoo.
Carson, I'm having a hard time with this one. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break.
Wait, come in here and you can get yours too, Carson, your other one.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back.
Okay, all right, perfect.
We'll take a break and come back. Carson will open a couple, and I'll finish up my two from Carson, and then Christmas will be over.
Dude, do you think all I got you is water bottles and seasoning?
No, I don't know.
Because you said Christmas will be over?
Yeah.
You really thought I got you six of my own personal water bottles and some seasoning and some camper socks?
I'm just assuming that Christmas will be over. Oh, all right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be
here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're not going to talk to you guys until next year.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Crazy.
Jingle bell rock.
Okay, I have two gifts left, one for Carson and one for you.
All right, let's do it.
Now, I mean, they're kind of like lame. Well, yours, I like yours.
Okay.
Carson's is
lame.
Lame.
Carson, by the way, before we open the gifts from Jamie, thank you for the gifts for me from you. A thermometer for the meat thermometer, right?
Right.
Yeah, two of them. They're digital, and they're like little just thermometers that you put in the meat and cook the meat on the grill with the thermometers
in. All right. I'm on a mission to go find some meat to stick it in.
And thank you, BJ, for giving me two losing scratch tickets.
You are more than welcome.
I won 70.
Whoa!
Yeah.
See? He went back, won
$70.
Good I double check.
Buddy, yeah. Good for you.
I'm going to double check.
You better double check.
I bet I will.
Yeah.
All right, let's open the ones you got. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have. Carson, can you come in?
Where
do I go?
Here, grab that.
Grab where?
Right there. Well, let Carson open his first and then you open yours last. Okay. Go ahead. Because I know what Carson likes. And I mean, as far as, you know, how it goes. Don't open it yet. Yeah, you can.
You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Because I'm not like BJ.
What do you mean you're not like BJ? Oh. What?
Because I know he likes the Avalanche.
Oh, my goodness.
I know he likes the Avalanche, so I got him some Avalanche stuff.
Wow.
Because he likes the Avalanche.
You got me some good old Jameson Irish whiskey with some Avalanche glasses,
see?
Baby.
See? Because I know that he likes the Avalanche,
wow.
You didn't have to do that. Well, it's fine.
I open mine. First, okay. There's a card. It says, Merry Christmas. Best partner ever, except for Frosty, Frank, Danny, some Billy, Scotty, Larry.
It says best partner ever because you are. Why can't you just be sentimental for a minute? God.
Let me start over. Frank, Frosty, Danny, Billy, Scotty, Larry. I don't know who those guys are.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know if you're going to like this or not.
All right. Let me look at
it. I don't know if you're going to like it or not.
Uh-oh. What do we got here? What do we got? Lego?
Yep.
Radio?
Yep.
No.
Lego radio.
That's so
cool. Look at this. That's killer.
And I guess it actually works.
What did they say? That's dope.
That is dope.
Dope.
And I guess it works. I guess
this is awesome.
Yeah, well, yay.
Those are so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It really is.
I guess it works only unless they cut down the power.
I've seen these. I've seen these, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought maybe...
Well, we'll find out if it works.
I don't know. I bought me one, too. I haven't put it together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I thought it was cool.
They are cool. And plus, my son, he loves Legos.
Right?
And we have enough Legos to work on for the next year.
Well, now you have one more.
Now we have another one
here. So, anyway, that's what I got you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because it's one of the icon Lego things. Sets.
Oh, yeah, and it's one of those classic radios, too.
Yeah.
You know, the old dial and, you know, the old...
You got to let us know if it works.
I know. I want to know, too.
Oh.
I keep looking at mine like, I want to start that.
Now I don't mind that you said Frosty, Frank, Danny, Billy, Larry, Scotty. I don't know who these people are, but
okay.
I don't mind now that I'm below them. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Woo! Merry Christmas.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tricky Vicky.
Our favorite human Tricky. On the planet. We're just so, I mean, girl, you bust your butt harder than anybody here at the Radio Ranch.
She is the vice president of promotions for Alice 105.9.
Yes.
And she does an incredible job. Every bar bingo, the kids event we just did with the Giving Tree, she is the behind the scenes nuts and bolts that makes it work.
Right.
Okay?
And she's single. And she's hot.
She's hot.
Right?
Yep.
And so,
yep. And guys, one more thing. She's also got a bucket of Fireball. Single hot Fireball.
I need Fireball, guys. A whole bucket.
We got you a bucket of Fireball. I looked at it. I was like, and I texted BJ. I'm like, does she drink? And he's like, I don't know.
I've never seen her drink.
I know.
She's always had a promotion.
I'm like, well, I'm going to grab it anyway.
Working.
Yeah, that's true. So,
But she did confirm off air she's a boozer. All right, so
now I have a whole bucket of Fireball.
Yeah, you do. That's a lot
just
of
for me.
I thought Jamie put it down. This just shows you how ignorant I am, all right? She sits the bucket down over here, and I'm thinking, what's she going to do with all that candy? I'm thinking of the round Fireballs, the jawbreakers. You know what I mean?
This is even better. This is the adult version.
Yeah. Jamie, she could never eat all that candy.
No, so you just add ice to that, and then you have a little Fireball. Yeah, like a Fireball bucket. Nice.
Whole bucket.
Thank you for everything you've done for
awesome.
Us.
You're awesome.
We appreciate it.
And caller 10 if you want to go out with Vicky.
Yeah. She's got Fireball.
She got Fireball.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Vicky, everybody. Tricky Vicky.
BJ and Jamie.
This is what we'll go out with today, but it's time to say goodbye for 2025.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's been quite a year, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to pull a jelly roll and start crying on you, but it's been a wonderful year, everybody.
Weren't we going to do a year in review? Weren't we planning a year in review today?
No, I was just going to say it's been a good year. Okay. That's it.
Yeah,
that's about it. I do want to say this sincerely. Everybody that listens to our show, you have made us the number one morning show in Denver, Colorado, all year long.
Yes.
And you have no idea how much we appreciate you listening. We really do.
We really, 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 really do.
And we wish you...
We don't know why you do it.
We'll never understand that,
but we appreciate you so much. We're like, I don't know. I don't get us.
There are days I can't even listen.
I get on my own nerves.
I just can't do it.
I know.
But thank you. We love you. And have a wonderful, for you and your family, have a wonderful Merry Christmas, okay?
And happy holidays.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to do the whole thing. Sorry. Don't give me stink
eye. I don't have to do everything.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Let's not end the year us arguing again.
I just said.
I don't have to do that.
Hello.
You can do it if you want to. You say holidays. I don't have to be inclusive.
Well, what about Micah?
I don't. What about him? Merry Christmas, Micah.
No.
I just told him.
You are so... Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, all of the things.
Whatever you celebrate.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas. See you next year.
He can't stop himself.
Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.